The other big story we are watching, school boards suing big tech, $4.5 billion over how their algorithms are constructed, the impact they're having on the school system, the impact they're having on students' learning. Rachel Chernelson is with the Toronto District School Board. Rachel is the chair. She joins us on the line. Thanks for calling in, Rachel. Tell me about why you're doing this now and what you want big tech and Meta to do.
So we're responding, you know, and first, thanks for having me on. But what we're doing is responding to what we're seeing firsthand in our classrooms each and every day. And what we are seeing and experiencing is that these social media giants, through apps created by Meta, Snapchat, and TikTok, are disrupting student learning and our education system. And these products have been intentionally designed to be addictive for compulsive use. And they really are rewiring the way children's brains think, the way kids behave, and the way they learn.
So this,
and really, this is something we should all be concerned about.
So we all use them. We all, most of us use them, and they're addictive. You know, like I clicked on a yelping dog, and of course, my Instagram feed is full of yelping dogs. What I don't fully understand is why the school board wants compensation for that. Are you saying it's attention span, or is it much deeper than that?
It's much, much deeper than that, Graham. And the difference between us and kids is that we have a prefrontal lobe that's been developed. Kids are still young. Their brains are still being developed. And the challenge is that these companies have created apps that are really addictive and meant to interfere with that. Mm. And what we're seeing is that kids are having very different reactions in classrooms than years ago. For example, we're seeing behavior dysregulation, we're seeing social withdrawal, we're seeing cyberbullying, we're seeing a rapid escalation in incidents of aggression.
All of it connected.
Significant mental health challenges.
All of it connected, in your view, your allegation, to the existence of these algorithms and in social media and how they're set up.
We do think there's a very significant link, and I'll give you some startling statistics to think about. 45% of students, and this is from CAMH recently, 45% of students use social media for 5 hours a day or more.
Oh, yeah.
Another shocking one, almost 22% of Instagram users aged 13 to 15, and this is from Instagram, stated that they were the target of bullying by the product, like over that product, within the past 7 days. That is a shocking statistic, once a week. So you can imagine the impact that that's having on student mental health and well-being, as well as all the other pieces that we're seeing in the classroom.
I accept that as true. I have kids who have grown up with social media, and it's how they interact. I also accept that it leaves them, number one, it's wonderful to have full-time access to your friend group. It's much better communication than we ever had. I sat with the rotary phone in the laundry room for hours on end.
You and me both.
Right,
you and me
right.
Both.
So it's completely right. Changed. I'm guessing Meta would say, we can't control people's behavior. What is your counter to that? That given the way they've set these things up to keep us on as long as possible, have entrapped kids to the point where they can't make decisions about leaving them like adults can?
Kind of. The way I think about it is that these companies have created products that are intentionally designed to create behaviors that cause harm to students and young people, not just students, but to young people in particular. And the effects of that are so significant and so massive that it is incumbent upon us to call on the companies who have created this harm to be responsible for that and to be held accountable for that. And so that's really why we've launched this lawsuit. And I just want you to know that part of what we're looking for is compensation, so that we can have resources to support students to help fix this challenge But also, we're looking for these companies to fix their products so they aren't dangerous to young people.
You're going to say to the tech giants, change your platform so we're not as addicted? That seems like a pretty big ask, some would say unrealistic.
Well, you know, that will be up to the courts to decide.
Americans are doing this as well, right? American boards, there have been other lawsuits launched. Are you doing this? Are we going to hear years of this, similar to cigarette companies, similar to many of the other lawsuits that have rolled through various systems?
Well, it certainly is reminiscent of that. And you may find parallels in those. But, you know, these are issues that school boards and educators have been grappling with for several years now and talking about. So this is not new. It's just that it has hit a point where we can't stand idly by and see the harm done to young people. As stewards of education and those who are responsible for the young people in our care, we have to stand up and say enough is enough. We need these companies to stop being part of the problem and become part of the solution.
I'm not sure what the reaction's going to be. And I'm wondering if it's you're basically attempting to shove so much back into the bottle. Are you optimistic?
Well, I think the way I look at it, and this is really what I want people to understand, is that we do realize that social media is here to stay. What we need help dealing with from these companies, and we need some accountability on, are the implications of what they've created and helping us to help kids recover from that and also ensure that they don't continue to do harm to young people.
If you win, what are you going to do with $4.5 billion?
Well, I can certainly imagine an awful lot of resources that could go into our schools to help support kids. Things like, you know, more emotional supports for kids, more social workers, more psychologists, but also more resources, smaller class sizes, all sorts of things that could help. Because at the end of the day, the challenges we're seeing in schools are that the behaviors that are due to these apps are impacting student achievement and student success. Educators are left picking up the pieces and trying to manage a classroom with all these challenges. And that does impede the student learning that's happening. So we want to make sure that we're creating the conditions where students are healthier, setting the stage for them to be more well supported in school. And that's really what this would mean for us if we are successful.
And I believe that
it's also incumbent upon the social media companies to fix the apps so that they don't continue to do harm.
And quickly, I've only got a few seconds, but this is the parallel with tobacco. They connected health costs to smoking. You're doing the same thing with social media.
And we certainly are.
Appreciate your time, Rachel. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
That is Rachel Trill-Nelson, Toronto District School Board Chair.